Cost, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
National anthem before the start of tonight's game. From Wilson Field in Blue Earth, it's the final regular season game of the year. And for the first time in my days of doing Blue Earth area football, and that goes back to 1994, this is kind of an uncharted territory. Bob Hansen's along with us here. I'm Randy Allen. Bob, Bucks looking for their first win of the year in the last game of the year is unheard of, really.
That's right. That's right. And 0-7, both teams are 0-7. You're going to see them come out and really try to get after it. They want to get that one win if they possibly can. And, you know, Blue Earth area last week had an impressive rushing attack. Jacob Grandjeanette, I think, was close to 250 yards on the ground. And I'm sure that Coach Cook is going to run him hard tonight against the Wolverines. And Wolverines, they want to come out and get a win, too, for their section and see if they can get some momentum going into that last game.
Well, the Bucks could be and headed to a postseason game that goes nowhere because of the change in the way that they're doing the section playoffs now. Many of the sections have gone to this format where if you have eight teams in your section, instead of playing out the full 18 bracket, they seed the top six, and the seventh and eighth team just play each other for a season-ending game. So that game goes nowhere. And, of course, the Bucks are in danger of being in that game with no wins on the season. Even if they win here tonight against Sibley East, which they would be favored to do, Bob, I don't know if that'll be enough to get them out of that 7-8 game. So it's a coaches voted thing, so there's politics involved. It's not straight up on the QRF points, and there's a lot of talk about that because a lot of people feel like Blue Earth area might be better than some of the teams that may end up in front of them, like St. Clair Loyola or New Richland or Janesville, some of those teams. But that's all opinion, so it's unfortunate. I don't know what to think about this new format. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, I think I can, you know, listening to coaches talk about it, I can see the rationale behind it. You know, when you've got teams that are Triton playing, you know, the eighth seed with no wins, and they can put 60, 70 points up on the board. I don't think that's necessarily the way coaches want their season to end either. But you know, there's some good teams, and then there's some not so good teams, and I think if they can keep momentum and stuff like that, keep kids from getting hurt, I think I see the rationale there.
Right. It's just weird to get to the postseason where you play a game, you start questioning whether why you even play in that game then. But, yeah. You know, if you go back to years ago in high school football in Minnesota, geez, if you lost more than one game, you didn't even get a postseason game,
right.
You know, back in the day, right?
Right, right. And that's with that, is it that QRF or whatever
yep.
there? That was not right either. And there's, you know, coaches had a lot of problems with that. But I think they're thinking of the kids, and I think they're thinking of the teams that have not won a game and getting blasted that last game, you know.
Right. So. All right, we're getting close to kickoff time. Blue Earth Area, Sibley East coming up here on 98 Country Tonight. Back with the kickoff in a moment.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Just about ready to go here from Wilson Field. Blue Earth Area will kick it off to start the game. The kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. Squib kick up the middle by Jacob Grandjeanette. And Sibley East falls on it on the 20-yard line. Number 12 falling on the kickoff there, Aiden McHugh. And so the Wolverines start first and 10 on the 20-yard line to start this one. And we're underway here at Wilson Field. Final regular season game. Sam Renicki starting at quarterback, 5'8", not a real tall guy, 140-pound junior. Asa Betancourt in the backfield. I think Will Federal's going to see some time back there, and they start going to the air. Coach Cook says they like to run the ball a lot, but they throw on first down, and it's complete to number 12. That is Aiden McHugh with the catch.
Veland on the stop for Blue Earth Area, but a nice gain.
Yes, 7 yards to the 27, second down and 3 for the Wolverines there. Up front, Atlee Strack is their center. He's a sophomore. Owen Uttendorfer, the left guard. Zach Keen is the left tackle. He's 6'1", 320, a senior. And here they go on a run to the left side. Bucks getting into the backfield, but on the carry and getting away at least back to the line of scrimmage. It looked like it was going to be a loss, but McHugh on the run there. And he gets it back to the line of scrimmage anyway. 3rd and 3 coming up.
Gampbell and Grandjeanette on the tackle for Blue Earth Area.
Caden Wilmson is their tight end. Carson Schmidt, Evan Pouch, among others, will rotate at wide receiver for the Wolverines here tonight. Up front, Eli Blagg, Joe Bell outside for the Bucks. The ends, Peyton O'Hara, Chase Gampbell, who made that stop in the middle. 3rd and 3 now, Wolverines at their own 27-yard line. And the handoff goes off left tackle and stacked up for, it looks like, no gain again. Is, let's see who was on the carry that time. Number 28, Asa Betancourt.
Campbell on the stop for Blue Ortherio.
No gain there again, so they got a 7-yard gain on the first run, but stuffed for no gain after that, and fourth down punting situation. And for the Bucks, Caden Juba dropping deep along with Gage Barker. And the punter is Caden Wilmson, I believe, here for Sibley East. Oh, they're going to run it. Wilmson, off flag on the play, though. Wilmson around the right side, and he didn't get the first down. And even though the flag is going to be on Sibley East, Bucks will decline that, and they're going to get great field position. Let's see what the call is here, but this should go. It's a holding call against Sibley East. Yep. They'll decline the penalty, and Blue Ortheria is going to get a short field here. So the Bucks will take over. First and 10 at the Sibley East 29-yard line. Real short field for Jacob Grandjeanette and company. He'll open it quarterback. Braden Ray in the backfield with him. We'll see a lot of Joe Bell wearing number 8 again tonight as an upback. That puts Gavin Hledek in that right tackle spot when he lines up like that. Eli Blagg, right guard. Peyton O'Hara, the center. Omar Gomez, left guard. And Caden Osborne, left tackle. Jose Salinas and Branson Huskins, the wideouts. And Caden Juba and Cage Barker in the slots. Here's a run by Grandjeanette right up the middle. Cuts it outside. And he's on to the touchdown. One play, 29-yard touchdown run by
Jacob Grandjeanette.
Jacob Grandjeanette. And that didn't take long. A touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, Blue Earth. 29-yard touchdown run. One play on the drive. Grandjeanette on the extra point kick, and it is no good. So the kick, no good. And just like that, the Bucks are up 6-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, and we are back in a moment.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Well, one play, 29 yards. Jacob Grandjeanette on a 29-yard run. The kick no good, 6-0 Bucks. Jacob Grandjeanette kicking off now. Carson Schmidt and Riley Bussler deep for Sibley East to receive the kickoff. And Grandjeanette ready. Here's another squib kick up the middle, fielded at the 32 by one of the up men. And that is number 28 on the return, Asa Betancourt. And actually, the Wolverines get pretty good field position out of that. Up to the 40-yard line.
Got good starting position for the Wolverines.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah, that was. Grandjeanette picked right up where he left off last week.
Yep. Yeah, he had a lot of yards rushing, even though the Bucks were beaten badly by LeSueur Henderson, giving up a lot of points like they did last week, 56. And here we go. First and 10, 40-yard line. Renicki rolling right, and he's going to be sacked back at the 34-yard line.
Joe Bell on the sack for the Buccaneers.
And the sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. Back to the 34, a loss of 6 on the play. Second down, and 16 yards to go for the Wolverines now at their own 34. 8:49 to go here in the first quarter. Bucks up 6-0. And in motion, they had McHugh in motion, but the play goes straight ahead. And a short gain of only about a yard on the play. Third and 15 coming up.
Flag on the stop for Blue Earth area.
So third down and a tough spot for Sibley East again. They tried to fake a punt that backfired on them. And then Grand Jeanette ran it for a 29-yard touchdown run. Yeah, we'll see what they do on third and 15 here. I formation behind the quarterback, Sam Renicky. Back to throw, going deep down the near side in the direction of Caden Wilmson. Incomplete. Good coverage there by Caden Juba. And so that brings up a fourth and 15, Bob, and the Bucks defense doing the job.
Yeah, they were good coverage that time, and the thrower, Williamson, he can, or Renicky, he can throw the ball. He had a nice pass there, but just overthrew the receiver.
So, punting situation. Punter, Caden Wilmson, I believe, again here. You have two guys that'll punt here. Sometimes Riley Bussler will punt, but this is Wilmson. And
nice roll.
Gage Barker lets it land, takes a good roll down to about the 30-yard line. And so the Bucks won't have the field position they did last time, but they have the ball back again on a couple of 1-2-3 stops here. And they already are up 6-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. First and 10 for Blue Earth area starting at their own 30-yard line. Final regular season game. Of course, the playoffs start next Tuesday. Bucks may or may not be playing next Tuesday if they end up in that 7-8 game. It won't be till a week from Friday. That's what the word is. In motion is Huskins from the right slot spot. And the run by Grand Jeanette around the right end. Here he goes again. 30. Can anybody catch him? No. He's going to run another one. This time it's a 70-yard touchdown run by Jacob Grand Jeanette around the right end. And just like that, it's 12-0. This is too easy right here,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, it is.
What'd you see there? That they just really sealed it off.
They did, and they had got a nice block by from Ray that's bringing him to the end zone.
So Grand Jeanette on a 70-yard run this time. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. And the Bucks will go for two here, try to make up for that missed extra point. Grand Jeanette takes the snap, runs left side, and he'll pick his way in. And the two-point conversion is good. 70-yard touchdown run to go with a 29-yarder. And already, Grand Jeanette over 100 yards rushing on two short possessions here. Bucks lead it 14-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here at Wilson Field, Bucks getting ready to kick it off again. Brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. Or check out their website at stageonesound.com. And
Omar Gomez.
Yeah, Omar's kicking off this time. And he kind of squibs one up there that's fallen on at the 30-yard line.
35.
Okay, Ezra Weber was the guy that fell on it for the Wolverines. So, nobody has a first down yet, Bob.
I like touchdowns, though. That's nice. Yeah. That's looking good.
For one, Bucks. Two, three and outs. Two of those for the Wolverines. Bucks don't have a first down either. They just have one play on two each of the first two possessions. 29-yard touchdown run and a 70-yarder. First and 10, 35 now for the Wolverines. Back on offense. Renicki. And a pitch right side. Gets that one off to Evan Pouch, who lined up in the backfield. And he is stopped for a short gain.
Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Gain of only one. Second down and nine at the 36-yard line. 14-0. Bucks lead. 7:08 left to go first quarter. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. And Renicki comes out wide to the left. Riley Bussler is the quarterback now. He's back to throw, goes deep downfield, and is incomplete in the direction of Aiden McHugh. Has Bussler been in there? I haven't been paying close enough attention. It's been Renicki most of the time, hasn't it?
Yes.
Third and nine at the 36. So Bussler, who is a 6-foot, 150-pound sophomore, lined up at quarterback that time. And Renicki went out wide to the left. Third down and nine at the 36-yard line.
Renicki's back out there again at wide left.
Split wide left. Shotgun with one back. Bussler, the quarterback, snap on the ground. Pitch left side. And good run, but not enough for Evan Pouch as he gets to the 40-yard line. He picked up about four, but a fourth and five coming up for the Wolverines here.
Juba and Gampbell on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Fourth and five. Juba's dropping deep, anticipating a punt here. And Caden Wilmson would be the punter here. Should they decide to do that here? They did try a fake punt on their first possession. It didn't work. There was a penalty that was declined, and the Bucks then scored on the next play, a 29-yard touchdown run by Jacob Grandjeanette. Well, they don't appear to be in punt formation here, do they?
Renicki back at quarterback.
High formation behind him. Will Fetterell is the up back. And they're going to throw. Back to throw is Renicki, but he's going to be tackled, and a ball comes loose. Scramble for it. And
I think Blue Earth area's got it.
We'll see. The referee hasn't made the official signal yet, but I think it is. Yep,
Gampbell on the fumble recovery.
And a turnover there, brought to you by Erdman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Erdman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Erdman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. Bucks take over on the fumble recovery. First and 10 now at the Sibley East 42-yard line. And a flag on the play as the play is stopped. Somebody jumped, I think, maybe. Down to 5:36 left to go here in the first quarter. 14-0. Blue Earth area already out in front by a couple touchdowns here early in this one on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. Grandjeanette wants to try a throw. Goes to the flat left side. It is caught by Gage Barker. And he's tackled. Well, wait a minute. That was not Barker. That was
Juba? Is that who it was?
No. Who's number? That's number five.
Salinas.
Oh, yes. Jose Salinas. The 5'10", 150-pound senior makes the catch, but, well, he did get five out of that. Got back to the original line of scrimmage.
Evan Hutch on the stop for the Wolverines.
So second and 10 now at the Wolverine 42. And Grandjeanette Ray in the backfield coming in motion is Juba. Snap was on the ground. Picked up, though, by Juba. Now he gets outside left side again. There he goes. And finally tackled, but not till he gets down inside the Wolverine 20 and another first down for Blue Earth area. And that first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago.
Bustler on the stop of Grand Jeanette. They finally got him down.
Down to the 18-yard line. First and 10 for the Bucks at the Wolverine 18. Grand Jeanette already a big night rushing well over 100 yards.
Fumble!
And a fumble there. Who got on that one?
I think Blue Earth there. You got it, I think.
The snap. Yeah.
Ray.
Brandon
the recovery.
Ray. Braden Ray fell out. So that will result in a 2-yard loss. Second and 12 at the 20 now for Blue Earth area. 4 minutes now left to go here in the first quarter. So second and 12 Bucks at the Wolverine 20. Bucks wearing their pink socks here tonight. Cancer Awareness Month, of course. Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Timeout. Wolverines.
All right. So Sibley East takes a timeout. 3:47 left to go here in the first quarter on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. 14-0. Bucks have the lead. Back in a moment.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Back here in Blue Earth at Wilson Field, Wednesday night football. Good football night tonight. Temperatures in the 50s here at game time. Not a lot of wind, really. A little bit of wind, but nothing too serious here. Second down and 12 for the Bucks. Wolverine 20. Grand Jeanette rolling right, wants to throw. Now he tucks it to run, cuts to the middle, and gets down near the 15-yard line. Third down coming up. They put it on the 16-yard line, a gain of about 4, third and 8 now for the Bucks there.
Bierstedt on the stop for the Wolverines.
There was one game this afternoon. Maple River played an afternoon game up in New Ulm against Minnesota Valley Lutheran. And the Eagles won it 26-0. So let's see.
Are they at 500 now? 4-4?
I think so, or are they? Yeah, I think it's 4-4, right?
I think so.
In motion, Juba from the left slot. They fake the jet to him, kept by Grand Jeanette. Big hole left side, and nobody over there again. And that's another touchdown run for Jacob Grand Jeanette. 16 yards on that run. And the Bucks hit pay dirt again. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Five plays, 42 yards on that drive for the Bucks. Grand Jeanette, another touchdown run, his third of the night, this one from 16 yards. He's got a 29-yarder, a 70-yarder, and a 16-yard touchdown now. Going for two. And Barker in motion from the left side. They'll throw for it, and it is
nice
caught by Huskins, I believe.
Good.
Nice job by Huskins there.
Aiden McHugh on the coverage, but Huskins made a nice catch. Good throw from Grand Jeanette. 2-point good.
2-point conversion good. Bucks now lead 22-0 on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, and we're back in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Wilson Field, 2:49 left to go in the first quarter. The Bucks all over Sibley East here early, up 22-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Kickoff coming, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. For your next event, check out stageonesound.com, and Omar Gomez can do the kickoff duties again this time. Carson Schmidt and Riley Bussler deep for Sibley East, but it's a swib going to be recovered upfield by number 20, Tyler Wilmson. No, Jackson Pumplin, that is, I think. Yeah, the sophomore, Jackson Pumplin. And to the 40, first and 10 for the Wolverines there. Well, this... almost is too easy for Blue Earth area. They haven't had much trouble finding big holes in the rush game here tonight.
Well, they're getting some good blocking up front, opening some big holes for Grant Jeanette, and he's been capitalizing.
So first and 10, Wolverines see if they can get some offense going. I formation behind Renicky, the quarterback. In motion, McHugh, they take the pitch. So it's a double pitch now back to number 13, Riley Bussler, but he's caught in the backfield for a loss. And that play, a little gadget double pitch there, didn't work.
Good play by Eli Blagg, staying at home and made the tackle.
And a loss of a yard, second down and 11 for Sibley East now at their own 39. They're just pulling out all the stops. What do they got to lose, right?
That's right. That's why you go for it. Fourth down and yeah. 12.
Fake punts. Yep. Double pitch.
What do you got to lose?
Second and 11 at the 39. High formation again behind Renicky. Here's a pitch right side for Evan Pouch. He's the tailback in that formation, trying to get out to the right edge, but he'll be dropped for a loss. Back to the 36-yard line or so, another 3 yards backwards for Sibley East. And now they have an injured player. It looks like Will Fetrell is down.
Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Loss of 3 on that play. Third down and 14 now for Sibley East at their own 36. Fetrell being looked at here. He's down over on the far side of the field. So,
1:44 left in the first quarter.
Not sure. I think this is more than a cramp here, it looks like. As they continue to work on Fetrell. So, we're going to take ourselves a quick break here on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. As Bob mentioned, 1:44 left to go first quarter. Blue Earth area leading Sibley East 22-0. Back in a moment.
You'd never settle for underperformance, you'd never settle for less than maximum yield, and neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here in Blue Earth at Wilson Field. Looks like Will Fetrell left under his own power. I think he's all right. So Sibley East now, third down and 14 at their own 36-yard line. Third and 14 now. And this time, Renicky's under center. Back to throw. Nope, that's Riley Bussler in at quarterback again, trying to go deep to Evan Pouch down the right sideline, but that's incomplete.
Good coverage that time by Barker.
And so fourth and 14 from the 36 for Sibley East. And we would presume a punting situation here.
Looks like it.
Caden Juba is going to drop deep. And it will be Caden Wilson to punt it away for Sibley East. Good snap. And here's the kick by, ooh, nice kick too by, oh,
nice
takes
roll.
A huge roll too. Wilson, nice punt there. Landed and shot upfield down to about the 27 or so. And Blue Earth area will take over there. We're still in the first quarter here. As the Bucks now with their fourth possession, they've scored on all three of their possessions here so far. They lead it 22 to nothing. And they'll have it first and 10 on their own 27 right here.
Well, Cook might try to develop a little passing game here. Come out with Huskins. Had a nice catch the last time. Huskins comes out wide to the right, and Barker and
Juba over on the left side, I think. So here we go. Grand Jeanette going to stay on the ground. Hands it off to Braden Ray. Gets a carry and a nice run there to about the 32-yard line or so. Pick up a 5 on the play.
Riley Bussler and Bierstadt on the stop.
So first down and 10 at the 27. Or excuse me, second down and 4 at the, well, it's closer to the 28. Second and 4 there. 33, actually. Gain of about 6 on that play by Ray. Ray now in motion out of the backfield. Sets up in the flat right side, but Grand Jeanette is going deep to Huskins. Caught at the 40, 35, 30, up the near sideline, and he is in for the touchdown.
No flags on the play.
And now the Bucks with a long pass play for a touchdown. 67 yards for the touchdown there. That's Grand Jeanette to Huskins. Nice run after the catch there, Bob.
Yes, he had some good blocking, too. Let's spring him.
So, two plays. And they go 73 yards on that.
Going to try the kick, Randy.
All right, they'll try a kick on the extra point. The touchdown, again, brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for your automotive needs. They work on all makes
blocked.
And models at Jay's Shop Blue Earth. And the extra point kick blocked that time. So, with 26 seconds to go, first quarter. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, Blue Earth area leading Sibley East 28 to nothing. Back in a moment.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here at Wilson Field, Bucks on a two-play, 73-yard drive that time. Grand Jeanette on a pass play to Branson Huskins of 67 yards for the touchdown.
Timmy Nagel kicking off for the Blue Earth area.
Okay, we got all kinds of different kickers trying their hand at it tonight for Blue Earth Area. That extra point kick was blocked. So again, 28-0. Blue Earth Area leads. Tim Nagel ready to kick it off for the Bucks this time. Let's see what he can do with it. We've had Grand Jeanette and Omar Gomez kicking off so far. And he kicks one pretty decent here. Down to the 15-yard line. Fielded there by number 13. That is Riley Bussler on the return to about the 31 or 2-yard line. And that's where Sibley East will start. The kickoff was brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality. Whether you've got a wedding, school dance, party, whatever the event, check out stageonesound.com.
Logan Rademacher on the stop for the kickoff team for Blue Earth Area. Number 85.
28-0. Blue Earth Area leads. Still 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. And the Wolverines on a straight ahead.
Quick hitter.
Dive play here. And they get a few yards on that play. Nothing fancy about that one.
Gomez on the stop for Blue Earth Area.
And I believe that was Fetrell on the carry. So they go to the 35, gained 3, second and 7. And that is going to be the end of the first quarter. So at the end of one on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Fairmont and Blue Earth scoreboard, it's all Bucks. Blue Earth Area leading Sibley East 28-0. Back in a moment.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Back here in Blue Earth at Wilson Field. Got a text here that the Comets are pretty cool tonight. We can't really see them here with all the lights, but there's some pictures coming in of Comets flying around in the sky here tonight. That's pretty cool.
That is.
Sibley East ball, second down and 7 now at their own 35 as we start the second quarter.
Noah Lane in at a defensive end on the left side for Blue Earth Area.
Will Fetrell is the up back now. He shifts to the right. Offset eye here and rolling left and throwing is Sam Renicky, incomplete.
Flag on the play.
Third
personal
seven.
Foul on Blue Earth Area.
Ooh.
Blow to the head.
So that will give the Wolverines a first down after the 15 yards is tacked on here. Going to bring it right to the 50-yard line. First and 10 for Sibley East at the 50. Trailing Blue Earth Area 28-0. And we've just started quarter number two. Big first quarter for Blue Earth Area, Bob. Big plays, too. Wow.
Yeah, Grand Jeanette had a tremendous quarter. He had over 100 yards rushing just in that quarter alone.
29-yard touchdown run, 70-yard touchdown run, and a 16-yard touchdown run. And then he had a 67-yard pass for a touchdown to Huskins. First and 10, Wolverines at the 50 now. Back to throw, firing, left side incomplete. Intended for Caden Wilmson.
Ray on the coverage for Blue Earth Area.
Wolverines were supposed to be a running team, according to Kook here, but they've thrown it quite a bit here tonight.
Well, they're going to try whatever they think they can do against Blue Earth Area to get on the board, I think.
Yeah. Incomplete pass there. Second down and 10. Ball on the 50-yard line. Tomorrow night we have playoff volleyball already. Blue Earth area in a play-in game in their section. They will travel to Sibley East tomorrow night. So more Buck and Wolverine action tomorrow night for you. Back to throw, firing, and complete. Renicky to Caden Wilmson. And that's a 5-yard gain to the Buck 45, third and five there.
Barker on the tackle for Blue Earth area. Nice tackle.
Tackled immediately after the catch. Wilmson to the 30, to the Buck 45. Third down and five for Sibley East there. Friday night we have an Iowa football game for you. That will be Sibley Ocheyedan at North Union on Friday night here on 98 Country. High formation behind Renicky again. And the give to the fullback. Fetrell on the carry goes to the 40. That's close to a first down. Did they get there?
I think so. Gomez on the stop for Blue Earth area.
And finally, Sibley East gets their initial first down of the night to the Buck 40. First down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 for the Wolverines at the Buck 40 now as they finally get a first down. And back to throw again. And going deep down the near side. This one kind of up for grabs, and it's caught, and it's going to be a touchdown for the Wolverines. Caught by Riley Bussler. And his defender, which was
Barker.
Barker got turned around there, and all of a sudden the ball, which was sort of a wobbler, just sort of floated right into Bussler's hands for a touchdown. 40-yard strike, and Sibley East is on the board. And they'll try an extra point here. Six plays on that drive by Sibley East. 68-yard drive. 68 yards, and that was
going for two here.
Renicky, here is the two-point conversion try, and they try to run it straight up, but will not get in. So the two-point conversion, no good. 10:27 to go first half. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, 28-6 now. Blue Earth area leads. Back in a moment.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back here in Blue Earth at Wilson Field, six plays, 68 yards for Sibley East. Sam Renicky on a touchdown pass to Bussler, 40-yarder. A lot of big plays here in this first half. Two-point conversion, no good. 28-6, Bucks have the lead. And Blake Kruger will be kicking off for the Wolverines, maybe. Maybe not. They're lining up almost like they're going to do some kind of tricky onside kick sort of thing here. And actually, it's Bussler that's lined up to kick it. Blake Kruger is normally their kicker, but here's Bussler. And they faked an onside kick, now retreated back to the regular lineup here. Lots of stuff going on with Sibley East. Here's a little line drive kick. Braden Ray fields it at the 27 and goes right side and gives the Bucks good field position out to about the 42. And the old Sibley East Wolverines, they got a lot of stuff going on.
They got a lot of plays. Aiden McHugh on the stop for the Wolverines.
Last game, you may as well use everything, right?
Bring out the playbook.
First and 10 on the 42 now for Blue Earth area.
Coach Cook sending the play in with Bell this time.
Joe Bell, who was partway into the season, kind of moved from that right tackle spot to an up running back. First and 10 Bucks on their own 42. Grandjeanette will run right side, and he's not going to go anywhere on this one as Sibley East is there.
Nice stop there by the Wolverines.
Maybe a yard. Second down and 9 for the Bucks now at their own 43.
Pouch on the stop for the Wolverines.
9:53 left to go here in half number one. Juba and Barker split left. Huskins to the right. And they'll go with the run play. Left side, Grandjeanette finds a hole, cuts back to the middle. Now he turns on the jets, and he's going to blow past the safety. And nobody catches him as he went by Carson Schmidt. He was the last chance to make a tackle there, and he takes it in for the 57-yard touchdown run this time. 57 yards for Grandjeanette. Yeah, what a night he's having, Bob, I'll tell you.
He's had a career here in the last two games.
Yep.
Wow.
Two plays, 58 yards, and a 57-yard touchdown run by Grandjeanette. Bucks take a timeout before the extra point here. Were they lined up to go two there?
Well, Grandjeanette was out there. I thought he was going to kick, lined up to kick, but I think Cook might have thought better of it and go for two.
So we'll see here what they do after the timeout. 9:29 to go here in the first half. Another touchdown there brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They provide a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. 34-6. All right, so Grandjeanette, I don't know how many total yards rushing he has, but he has a 29-yard touchdown run, a 70-yard touchdown run, a 16-yard touchdown run, and a 57-yard touchdown run. And he has the 67-yard touchdown pass to Huskins.
They're going to try it for the extra point.
So it's a big kick.
Kick.
Yep. All right, Bucks going for the extra point kick here. So lined up, Grandjeanette ready. Snap good, Juba gets it down, kick is up, and it is no good.
That's the only thing he's done wrong is kick it wide.
Yeah, Bucks have not been good on extra points this year, that's for sure. 9:29 left to go, first half. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 34-6 Blue Earth area leads. Back in a moment.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Two plays, 58 yards on that drive. 57-yard run by Jacob Grandjeanette. Timmy Nagel getting set to kick it off. Got to add this up for a minute here. So what was it?
I think it's about 172.
29 plus 70. Here's the kickoff by Nagel. We have a squibber, short kick, fielded and returned to about the 42. On the return, McHugh. And the Wolverines will set it up there. I just want
Pablo
to know how many.
Ozuna on the stop for Blue Earth area.
16. 57. So just on touchdown runs, Grand Jeanette has 172 yards rushing. That's just on his touchdown runs. So
yeah.
Tack on, oh, he's over 200. There's no doubt. He's had some other runs that weren't touchdowns, but so big night. First and 10, 42 for Sibley East. As they take over, and was there a fumble under there? If there was, Sibley East got it back.
Rosenau on the stop.
Renicky, no gain.
No, I think the Bucks got it. Rosenau recovered
it. Did they recover it? Okay, I was wondering. Okay, another turnover there, and the Bucks have it back.
Grand Jeanette's going back out, so we'll see what he can do here.
Yeah.
This will be a short one. If so he gets away, 41 yards.
Yeah. That one squirted loose under the pile. The Bucks recover. Another turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have a truck or fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. And the Bucks going on a pass play incomplete.
To Joe Bell.
Joe Bell, I bet he likes his new role, huh?
Yeah.
He went from an offensive lineman to this guy now that's in there
catching or trying to catch passes yeah. And blocking.
Yes. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth, 507-236-9717 for your truck and trailer repair. Incomplete pass for the Bucks there. After the fumble recovery taking over on the Sibley East 42, it's second and 10 now at the Wolverine 42 for the Bucks. 9:14 left to go till half. A lot of passing, more than we anticipated here in this game. Jet sweep fake to Barker, and they hand it off straight ahead to Braden Ray. And he gets a couple, and that's about it. Third and 8 coming up for the Bucks at the Wolverine 40.
Zach Keene on the stop for the Wolverines.
Well, Blue Earth area's mixed it up a little bit here. Grand Jeanette, huge night rushing, of course, again, but they've thrown some passes here, too, including that 67-yarder.
Look for a pass to Dahlberg here. He split out wide left.
And there are three trips out to the right. Back to throw. Grand Jeanette looking right. Now goes over the middle, and it is incomplete. Intended for Huskins. Pretty nice play there by Aiden McHugh, the corner who knocked that one away. And the Bucks kind of in no man's land here on 4th and 8 at the Wolverine 40. We'll probably go for it here. We'll see. Sully Dahlberg was in on that play, the 6'4", 150-pound sophomore. He was lined up single on the left side, but the pass went over the middle. Dahlberg, I think, will be a good target in years to come. Good height.
Good speed.
Yeah. So it'll be 4th and 8 Bucks now at the Wolverine 40. We'll see if they can convert here. Incomplete pass. Stop the clock. 8:25 to go first half. Slow-moving game. A lot of pass plays and a lot of scoring. And now a lot of timeouts, too.
Timeouts, Wolverines.
Here's another timeout. Wolverines call this one. 8:25 to go first half. Blue Earth area leading Sibley East 34-6 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here at Wilson Field, Bucks up by a score of 34-6 on Sibley East. It was 28-0 at the end of the first quarter, wasn't it?
Right.
Bucks scored 28 first quarter points. So here we go. Juba now in motion from the left slot. They fake the jet to him, kept by Grandjeanette. Here he goes again. Busted into the secondary. And I'll tell you what, once he gets the speed on, nobody catches him. And it's another touchdown run, 40 yards for Jacob Grandjeanette. And he is having an astronomical night here for Blue Earth area. Four plays on that drive after the fumble recovery, 42 yards. Grandjeanette on the 40-yard touchdown run.
Going to try to kick again here.
And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. And Jay's Shop is getting a deal tonight because there's 1,000 touchdowns. Here's the extra point kick try by, whoop, that is, I didn't even know what happened there. That didn't get more than a couple feet off the ground. And the extra point woes continue, but everything else is good. 8:17 to go, first half. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, it is 40-6 now. Bucks lead, back in a moment.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here at Wilson Field, four plays, 42 yards. Jacob Grandjeanette, 40-yard touchdown run. 212 yards rushing just on touchdown runs for Jacob Grandjeanette here in the first half. Here's the extra point, or here's the kickoff, I should say, by Timmy Nagel. Squibbed up the middle, returned by Riley Bussler to around the 30. And again, the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area.
Veland and Rosenau down on the stop for the Bucks.
Remember, for your next event, whether you got a wedding, school dance, party, whatever it is, check out stageonesound.com. First and 10, Sibley East at their own 26-yard line. So 40-6, Bucks have the lead. And there is still 8:11 left to go here in the first half. Hand off left side. And good run there. That's Evan Pouch on the carry.
Huskins on the stop for the Bucks.
No huddle here as Sibley East comes right to the line. Gain of about 9. Second and 1 at the 35-yard line. And back to throw. Incomplete. Trying to slant out left side in the direction of Riley Bussler. Third and 1 now at their own 35 for Sibley East. And another incomplete pass stops the clock. Third down and 1. See if the Wolverines can convert here to keep this drive alive. High formation behind Renicki. He's under center and goes to the fullback, or the upback, Federal in the high formation, takes the carry.
First down, tackled by Rosenau.
Plowed far forward enough. Picked up a couple. First down to the 37 for the Wolverines. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. 7:26 and clock running to go first half. And the handoff goes off right tackle for a couple.
Nagel.
On the carry is Pouch again on that one.
Nagel and Blag on the stop for Blue Earth area.
3 yard gain, second and 7 at the 40. Bucks looking for their first win of the year, and it's looking pretty good at this point. 40-6, they lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard over Sibley East. Last week, Maple River beat Sibley East 47-0. And the Eagles won again today in a day game over Minnesota Valley Lutheran 26-0. Hand off left side. Good forward push there for the Wolverine offensive line. And Fetrell on the carry goes to about the 45-yard line.
Rosenau and Nagel on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Picked up 5 on the play. Third down and 2 now. Wolverines at their own 45. Moving the ball here on this drive. 6 minutes to go in the half. High formation. Straight ahead keeper by quarterback Sam Renicki, and he's got the first down.
First down.
First and 10.
Well, this is the best drive the Wolverines here have had.
Yep.
A couple first downs in a row. And
first and 10 at their own 48 now. Couple receivers out wide to the right, one to the left. And back to throw. Renicki going deep down the far sideline. That's incomplete.
Juba on the coverage.
Caden Wilson, the intended receiver, incomplete. Wonder if Cook's surprised here, because in the pregame he said that the Wolverines like to run it a lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, he did.
Well, they haven't tonight. We've been throwing it all over the place. Not particularly successful, although they did get a 40-yard touchdown pass earlier in the half. Renicki to Bussler. Second down and 10 at the 48. High again, Renicki, tailback handoff this time. Off the left side and to the Buck 49 or so.
Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
That was Pouch on the carry again. So a gain of 3, third and 7 now for the Wolverines at the Buck 49-yard line. 5 minutes to go till halftime. In the I formation once again. Back to throw, firing left side, and it is caught, and then it came loose, and it's picked off, and racing up the far sideline, and finally pushed out of bounds is Barker, I think it was. No, Juba. That's Caden Juba with the interception.
Yeah, that was bounced up in the air, and Juba was right there to pick it up, and down the sideline he went for a nice gain. So the Bucks are going to have it at their own, or the Wolverine 32-yard line.
Another turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. Well, another turnover. And still plenty of time for the Bucks. First and 10 on the Wolverine 32. And here's a jet sweep handoff to Barker. Turns it upfield inside the 25 to the 20 down near the 18-yard line. Well, it'll be another Buck first down. This one goes down to the Wolverine at 19. First and 10 for Blue Earth area there.
Pouch on the tackle for the Wolverines.
So Blue Earth area notching another first down, and they're into the red zone again. Let's see. They have scored on every possession. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They've had 6 possessions and scored on all of them. 40-6. Bucks lead. In motion. Barker. They don't hand it to him this time. They go to Braden Ray. And Ray, good run there down inside the 10. That's another first down. I believe, anyway.
Rough Bustler on the stop for the Wolverines. First down.
Just enough to the 9-yard line. First and goal for Blue Earth area there. First and goal at the 9. Juba and Huskins go out to the right. Barker to the left. Jacob Grandjeanette takes the snap, gives it to Braden Ray, cuts back to the middle, and he'll race in for a touchdown, and somebody other than Jacob Grandjeanette scores a touchdown for Blue Earth area. Braden Ray on a 9-yard run, and another touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop Blue Earth. And the Bucks will try another extra point kick here with Jacob Grandjeanette. That's not gone very well here tonight. Juba will hold it. Here's the kick. Did that go through? Yes, it did. Extra point kick. Good on the Remax Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. 47-6, Bucks lead. 3:41 to go till halftime. Back in a moment.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Back here in Blue Earth at Wilson Field, 3 plays, 32 yards. On that drive for the Bucks, Braden Ray gets the 9-yard touchdown run. The kick good, 47-6. Blue Earth area leads it. Kickoff coming, brought to you by Stage One Sound. If you've got a wedding, school dance, or a party, why not book the best in quality of music, ultimate music selection, and amazing sound quality? Check out stageonesound.com. And so Timmy Nagel, who's kind of taken over the kicking duties, another short end-over-end kick, fielded at the 25. They hand it off, and around the left end goes, still on his feet on the return there is Riley Bustler. And so they hand it off on the kickoff return. And that turned out pretty good as the Wolverines go all the way to the Buck 35-yard line.
Devin Reeves on the tackle for Blue Earth area.
3:29 left to go in the first half. Still a lot of time in this slow-moving, high-scoring first half. See if the Wolverines can put anything on the board before the half here. High formation behind Renicki. Tailback takes the handoff straight ahead. That's Pouch, I believe, again to the Buck 32. Second down and
Veelan on the stop.
See, you got to the 31, no huddle. Second and 6 now, Wolverines. High formation. Back to throw this time. Looking deep down the near sideline. And it is
caught.
Was it caught? Yes, it was. Coming
diving
back
catch.
For it. McHugh on the catch there for the Wolverines. That's a first down down to the inside the Buck 10-yard line.
Juba on the coverage up with the tackle.
And the ball spotted on the 7, I believe. First and goal, Wolverines there. And they'll hand it off left side. Pouch, good hole left touchdown. Side, and he's in for the touchdown. And the Wolverines waste no time getting a score at the end or toward the end of this first half. Jeez, that was fast. And a 7-yard run by Pouch. And another touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians there for your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay Shop downtown Blue Earth. This is wild. Wild scoring going on here tonight. 47-12 now. Wolverine's going to go for two. And straight ahead on the run and in for the two-point conversion was Fetrel. Will Fetrel converts the two. 2:54 to go in the first half now. 47-14 Bucks lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here at Wilson Field, 7-yard touchdown run by Evan Pouch, and a two-point conversion good, 47-14. Blue Earth area leading, 2:54 left to go till halftime. Bucks getting ready to kick it off again, brought to you by Stage One Sound. Check them out for your next event at stageonesound.com. Dan Warner did all the lights and sound for our big John Schneider show a couple weeks ago. Did a fantastic job, so he can help you out with lots of events. Just check him out. All the contact information there on their website at stageonesound.com. So, kicking off.
Watch for a trick play here.
Yeah, they're all bunched up again like they did last time, but then they backed out of it. Riley Bussler. Yeah, they did it again. They come to kick it and then go back to their regular line. Bussler ready to kick it off.
Onside.
It. Yeah, it was just a squibber up the middle, but it was touched by Blue Earth area. And the Wolverines got it, I think. One of the up guys just couldn't corral that one up, and it bounced off of him, and the Wolverines have it. Another turnover on Blue Earth area, brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair in Blue Earth, 507-236-9717. And so now the Wolverines,
they're not giving up.
No, but the Bucks are helping them here. They're giving them big plays. That's a muffed job on the kick return there. Evan Pouch on the carry goes to the 35.
Rosenau on the stop.
Picked up a couple. Second and 8 at the Buck 35-yard line. No huddle. Right to the line comes Sam Renicki. And he'll throw a few steps back. Oh, that was dropped by Bussler. Good throw. Bussler just couldn't catch it. Third and 8 now. At the 35, 2:28. This first half taking forever because of all the scoring and the incomplete passes.
Well, there's going to be a lot of passes, I think, the second half. That's the only way they've been running the ball or getting yardage in the game is passing. So.
Or the Wolverines, yes. Yeah. And they're supposed to be a running team. Back to throw. Renicki passes right side. Caught. And inside the 25 to the 23, that's Caden Wilmson with the catch that time.
Grand Jeanette on the tackle for Blue Earth area.
And a first and 10 Wolverines at the Buck 22. 2:16 to go in the first half. Renicki under center. And he's back to throw it. Goes to the corner of the end zone. down, and it's incomplete.
Good coverage by Barker.
Threw that up. Barker did have good coverage there. And it's an incomplete pass intended for Bussler. Nope, for McHugh. That was McHugh in the corner. 2:04 left now. Loretheria comfortably in front. Not by 35 points, though. That's the magic number for running clock. That'd be in the fourth quarter, though. 47-14. Back to throw. Renicki looking deep to the corner. Oh, that should have been picked off. Branson Huskins was the closest one to it, and it went through his hands.
Flag incomplete. On the play.
Is that going to be a pass interference down there, or what do we got going? It's down in the area where the throw was.
I think they got Juba.
Well, it wasn't Huskins. He was, and that was not anywhere near the intended receiver, so the pass interference will be kind of a bad deal, I guess, if that's what it is.
Well, I don't think they picked up the flag. Cook's asking about it.
Almost looks like they're asking him because it's against Sibley East. It is. It's offensive pass interference.
Wow. Must have pushed Juba down, huh?
So they went over to ask Cook if he wanted to take the penalty or decline. He takes the penalty and pushes it back out to the 37. And it'll be second down and about 25 or so from there. 1:59 left to go in the first half. The rate of speed that this game's moving, I'm glad we're not up in at Sibley East and Gaylord or wherever they Arlington. I'm not sure where they play all their football games, but
I think Gaylord, I think.
Yeah, back to throw. Renicki rolls right and incomplete. Mm-hmm. Trying to get it to Caden Wilmson.
Good pressure put on that time by Gomez and Blake.
1:54 left now. Third and 25. Jacob Granginette, a huge first half. 1-2. How many does he have? Five? Is it four or five rushing touchdowns?
Five. And then he has a passing touchdown. Right. Cousins.
Braden Ray has one rushing touchdown for the other score. High formation, third and 25. Renicki under pressure, going to get sacked this time. The Bucks were coming. And who was that got
Joel
there
Bell.
First? Okay. Big loss there back to the 46-yard line. A sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future.
Time
Chase
out.
Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth.
Blue Earth timeout.
All right, Bucks take a timeout. 1:41 left to go in the first half. 47-14. Blue Earth area leads on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back here at Wilson Field. Bucks took a timeout. 1:41 left to go in the half. Fourth and 34 now for Sibley East here after that sack. I would think they'd punt it here, but I'm not so sure that's going to happen. Doesn't look like it. So in the shotgun now is Renicki. Fetrell's the lone setback. They're going to heave it down the field, I think. Trips to the left. Renicky back to throw under pressure. Steps up, but he's going to get sacked again. And now he coughed it up, but it's recovered by the Wolverines.
Good pressure put on by the Bucks.
Number 66, Gianni Lopez, recovered it. And another sack there brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt, here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase and David, ready to help you. They're your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. So, Bucks take over first and 10 at the Wolverine 49. Still 1:34 to go. Coop probably try to put a little something together. There's a jet sweep handoff to Barker trying to get outside right side, and he's rolled up at about the 43-yard line. Gained about six. Second and four at the Wolverine 43. 1:09 to go till halftime. A lot of points scored here in this first half. We're under a minute to go in the first half. This first half has taken almost an hour and a half here. And off goes to Braden Ray. And he bowls himself up to about the 40 and a third down and about one to go there.
Zach Keene on the stop for the Wolverines.
Third and one for the Bucks. Wolverine 40-yard line. Barker left. They got the up back in there, Joe Bell. And Grangenette will keep it. He'll run up the middle. There he goes again. And Grangenette busts it for another touchdown. Wow.
39?
40-yarder. 40? Yep. 40-yard touchdown by Jacob Grangenette. Let's see. This is off the charts here. 1, 2, 3. Got to make sure I got this right. 4, 5. That's 6 touchdown runs by Grangenette now here in the first half. And he threw another one, and then Braden Ray's got a touchdown run in there as well. Here's the extra point kick. Snap down, kick up, and it is good. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. 22 seconds to go. It's now 54-14, Blue Earth area with the lead here on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. They'll get set to kick it off, brought to you by Stage One Sound. Whatever event you have coming up, check out stageonesound.com. 22 seconds to go here in the first half. It's taken a long time because we've had all kinds of scoring. We've had incomplete passes. And we may have running time, so the second half may go a lot faster. We'll see. It's not till the fourth quarter, though, unless the team that's behind chooses to use running clock the whole game or the whole second half. They do that reverse handoff on the return again, and another good return by number 13, Riley Bussler. So Wolverines have it now. 13 seconds to go in the first half. And they'll have it up near midfield. Well, about the 45, it looks like, their own 45.
Well, they'll probably throw it.
Well, they can't throw it too many times. It's only 13 seconds left here. Not a lot of time here. And back to throw is Renicky rolling right. And he'll heave it deep downfield near side toward Evan Pouch, incomplete. 5 seconds to go. One more play, and the first half should be over. Yeah. 54-14, Bucks have the lead. Seedings come out tomorrow morning, and we'll find out where Blue Earth area maybe going or playing for the playoffs. We've talked about that 7-8 game, which is a possibility for the Bucks. Are they better than the 7th team in the section? Maybe. That's the debate. But unfortunately, now what? Somebody took a timeout. Perfect. 5 seconds to go. Here in the first half, Sibley East took a timeout. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 54-14, Bucks lead. Back in a moment.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Well, trying to get this last 5 seconds off the clock here. And Sibley East used a timeout. Halftime, we'll do the scoring summary. That'll take a little while.
How about the hook and ladder on this play here?
Okay, Bob. Sure, why not? I want to see the Statue of Liberty play.
That's the second half.
Triple reverse flea flicker. And here he is. Renicky back to throw. Whoa, that one is deflected as he let it go. Incomplete, and that should end the first half finally here at Wilson Field. That took an hour and a half to play that first half. And at halftime on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Fairmont and Blue Earth scoreboard, it is Blue Earth area 54, Sibley East 14. Back in a moment.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Back here at Wilson Field and Blue Eritrea taking it to Sibley East here tonight. 54-14 is the score here at halftime. It's time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. And so the Bucks piling up the offense. Jacob Grandjeanette piling up the rushing yards. He's, he's got to be pushing 300 yards rushing in the first half alone. He's got a ton of yards just on touchdowns alone. We'll sort it out as we check the scoring summary from the first half. Coming up after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Back here at Wilson Field. And I was just adding up the rushing yards. That can't be right, can it? No. Whoops. Hold on a minute here. We're adding up Jacob Grandjeanette's, just his total rushing yards on touchdown runs in the first half here. And the total is 292 yards. He has seven. Let me see. I got to make sure I got that right. One, two, three, four, five, six. So that can't be right here. Let me try that again here. This is what happens when there's 1,000 yards of offense. It's hard to keep track of it all here, but the Bucks have really piled it up. Jacob Grandjeanette running wild here tonight. Plus 40. So 252 yards rushing for Jacob Grandjeanette. That's just on touchdown runs, which he has six in the first half. So he's way over 300, I think, rushing in the game when you start adding up all the other runs he's had. Which, I don't know, you know, it's not a lot because most of his runs have been long touchdown runs, but what a half. So here's the scoring summary. Bucks scored four times in the first quarter. They were up 28-0 at the end of the first. Grandjeanette on the first possession, a one-play 29-yard drive. It was a 29-yard run by Grandjeanette. Kicked no good, 6-0. Then a 70-yard run on a one-play drive by Grandjeanette. Two-point conversion good, 14-0 Bucks. Five plays, 42 yards. Grandjeanette on a 16-yard run, two-point conversion good, 22-0 Bucks. Next one was a pass play. Don't forget that Grandjeanette threw a touchdown pass, too. Two plays, 73-yard drive. And it was Grandjeanette to Branson Huskins, 67-yard touchdown pass. Kick was blocked, 28-0 Bucks. Then we moved into the second quarter. Sibley East finally scored a six-play, 68-yard drive. Renicky to Bustler for 40 yards for a two-point conversion. No good, 28-6. Bucks come back, two plays, 58 yards. Grandjeanette on a 57-yard run on that one. Kick no good, 34-6 Bucks. Four plays, 42 yards. Grandjeanette on a 40-yard touchdown run on that one. Kick no good, 40-6 Bucks. Three plays, 32 yards on the next possession. Bucks on a Braden Ray, 9-yard touchdown run, kick good, 47-6. Then Sibley scored another one, 7-yard touchdown run by Evan Pouch, 2-point conversion good, 47-14. Grand Jeanette tacks on another 40-yard touchdown run at the end of the first half, kick good, 54-14. Blue Earth area leading Sibley East here at halftime, 54-14. And that is your halftime report. The Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And back with more at the half. We're going to check in on our prep sports update coming up in a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Wednesday, October 16th, sponsored by Franz and Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. It's week 8 in high school football here in Minnesota, the final week of the regular season, and it's a shorty. No school Thursday or Friday, so the bulk of the action is tonight. This week, I've got two new names for you, starting with Grady Larson from Pelican Rapids. The 6'2", 195-pound sophomore quarterback is rolling coal with over 1,900 yards and 23 touchdown passes in 7 games. He's added 4 rushing TDs as well. And then there's Sam Ripplinger from Lakeville North. At 5'10", 190, the wrecking ball has amassed almost 1,200 yards and 14 rushing touchdowns for the previously top-ranked Panthers. They're now 6-1. 154 games on the schedule tonight, 14 more tomorrow, and there are 5 games in the books already from Tuesday night. Stephen Argyle beat Park Christian, Kitson County Central over Winnie Mac, Murray County Central top Wabasso, Warren Alvarado Oslo defeated Badger Greenbush Middle River, and Goodridge Griglagatsky topped Northern Freeze. Also in the world of high school sports, it's section final time for soccer. Several teams punched their tickets to state already last night. Just 2 tonight, followed by 10 section finals on Thursday. 6 for the boys, 4 for the girls. And here's something noteworthy for you. The state soccer tournament, which begins next week, will have the teams seeded 1-5 with a random draw for the final 3. Now, that's the way it's always been. What's different about it is that all of the other sports are changing. They're seeding all 8 teams 1-8. Soccer has voted and decided to stay the same.
So the state soccer quarterfinals begin next Tuesday. That's the same date of the section football quarterfinals. Yes, week 8 tonight, and then MEA break. We return back here on Tuesday for the quarters. The bulk of the semifinals are then next Saturday, the 26th. We'll see you back here tonight for After the Game, live from 9:30 to 11.
Hey, it's Mike Grimm, voice of the Golden Gophers, congratulating Ryan Phelps and the Minnesota Sports Prep Update on episode number 5,000. Way to go, Ryan.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
You may shop local, but do you bank local? When you open a checking or savings account with Franz and Bank and Trust, you're also investing in your community. Our approach puts focus on local decision-making, employees that are engaged in their community, and providing financial resources locally. Connect with your local Franz and Bank to learn how our checking, savings, lending, or other financial services can better support you and your business. Visit franzandbank.com to start banking local. Franz and Bank and Trust. Real people, real results. Member FDIC.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the Heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. State Line Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here at Wilson Field, getting ready for the second half, 54-14. Blue Earth area leading Sibley East. Some scores from around the area. Maple River won earlier today over Minnesota Valley Lutheran 26-0. We will follow Maple River through the playoffs on 98 Country as well, starting next Tuesday with their playoff game. And we'll see how it shakes out. I feel like they might get St. Clair Loyola in the first round. So they win 26-0 to finish up their regular season. Maple River finished 4-4, I think, on the season, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Oh, there it is. Chatfield leading Cannon Falls 34-8. That was more lopsided than you were thinking. No,
Not thinking that at all.
Norwood Young America leading GFW 33-0. These are all well into the second half because this game's been going at a snail's pace here. LeSueur Henderson leading Lake Crystal 28-19. Randolph over Mayor Lutheran 34-0. Springfield leads Wyndham 40-0. Triton over St. Charles 19-13. Redwood Valley over Laverne 17-0. Jackson County Central over Pipestone 30-6. USC, the Rebels are up 8-0 in a close one with New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, they're in Blue Earth area's section. They lead St. Clair Loyola 31-0, who is also in this section. Caledonia up on Pine Island, 21-zip. JWP leads Medford 37-0. Waseca's up on Fairmont, 14-13. The Old Owl alma mater, Fillmore Central, pounding Kenyon Wanamingo 33-0 there, Bob.
Well, that's good.
Blooming Prairie leads Bethlehem Academy 41-6. And
how's Good Hugh doing? They're going to be the number one seed, I think, down there.
Let's see. Martin County West leading St. James 28-6. That's about all I got for you.
Okay. Lakes are ahead 62-53 with what I saw on the with Tom Juba told me it was 1 minute to go in the third quarter.
All right. They're back at home now for the next couple games. Tied 1-1 with New York in the WNBA Finals. How about that first half? Jacob Grangenet, 252 yards rushing just on touchdowns. He's probably 300-plus on the game.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic I mean, he gets into an open spot that it's just all green grass in front of him because he's outrunning everybody. And tremendous game.
Six touchdowns. And so
I don't ever remember anybody scoring six touchdowns for Blue Earth area since we've been covering it in the first half.
Probably not in a game very often, I wouldn't think. But
Shavy might have, but...
Well, so Blue Earth is going to get the ball first to start the second half. I don't know what Sibley East is going to do here, if they're going to go running clock for the whole half here or wait till the fourth quarter. So that would be the norm, but sometimes teams, when there's a kind of lopsided game, will choose to go with the running clock the whole game or whole second half. So we're going to see how that all goes here, but kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. Go to stageonesound.com for more information. Here's that bunch formation on the kickoff again. Will they spread it all out here again?
They're going to go.
No, they're. Oh, yeah, they did. I'm not sure what the purpose of that is, but it looks fun. Here's the kickoff. Went out of bounds off of the foot of Riley Bussler, who's been doing the kicking duties here today. So Bucks will have it. And they already are ahead 54-14. That's a 40-point lead. First and 10 on the 35-yard line after the out-of-bounds kick. Huskins goes out wide to the right, along with Juba and Barker split left. They'll hand it off straight ahead. Braden Ray on the run to the 43. Second down there.
Bierstedt on the stop for the Wolverines.
This will be interesting to talk stats with Kook from this game. A lot of offensive yardage. And they're adding more here on this drive. Here's the jet sweep handoff to Barker. And he turns it upfield. Might have got just enough for the first down. Yep. Another first down for the Bucks, brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169. In Winnebago.
Aiden McHugh on the stop for the Wolverines.
First down to the 46 for Blue Earth area. In motion is Juba. Fake this time on the jet sweep. The handoff goes the other way to Braden Ray, and he doesn't get too much on that one. Couple maybe. Second and 8 or 9 for the Bucks.
Bustler on the stop for the Wolverines.
Third quarter ticking away here as the Bucks comfortably in front. Barring any craziness here in the second half, looks like the Bucks will not go winless on the year. Sibley East looking like they may, as both teams winless coming into this game. Here's Juba in motion again. This time they give it to him on the jet sweep. Turns it up left side. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. Inside the 40. Cuts back inside the 30. And finally they catch him from behind. Pouch caught up to him. Tackled him inside the 20.
Nice run by Juba.
Good run. Caden's got good speed too. And someone other than Grand Jeanette with a big run there for Blue Earth area down to the 17-yard line, where it will be first and 10 there for the Bucks. And they hand it off straight ahead. Braden Ray on the carry. Goes inside the 10 to near the 8-yard line.
Pouch on the stop for the Wolverines. But another nice gain by Ray. 9 yards.
Yep, down to the 8-yard line. Second and 1 for Blue Earth area there. So a steady diet of runs here. Second down, 1 yard to go for the Bucks at the Wolverine 8-yard line. Grand Jeanette goes to Ray, left side, and another good run. First down, down to about the 2, first and goal. And the Bucks just marching it right up the field here.
Ruling on the stop for Sibley East.
First and goal from the 2-yard line. This might be the last we see of the starters here. We might get a whole bunch of new faces in on offense.
On both sides.
Well, possibly. Second down, or first down, and goal to go from the 2-yard line. Hand off to Ray again, and he walks into the end zone. Big hole on the right side of the line. And a 2-yard touchdown run by Braden Ray. And the Bucks are up now 60-14. And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth.
Looks like Nagel's going to try to kick it.
Okay. Let's see how Timmy does here. He's been doing a bunch of kickoffs here tonight. So Timmy Nagel on for the extra point kick. Snaps down, kick is up, and it is good. Kind of a floater up high, but it went through. And with 8:20 left to go in the third quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, Blue Earth area leading Sibley East 61-14. Back in a moment.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Timmy Nagel going to kick it off now for Blue Earth area, brought to you by Stage One Sound. For your next event, wedding, school dance, party, whatever it is, check out stageonesound.com. He squibs it up ahead, bounces off of That was Caden Wilmson, but he recovers it. And so Sibley East will take over. First and 10.
Jacob Ghana in the ball game for Blue Earth area. Avery Crawford in the ball game. Tristan Hansen, I guess it is.
That was a flashback to USC, I think, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah. A lot of numbers out here.
Yeah, there is.
We haven't seen.
Avery Crawford was traded from USC to the Blue Earth area Bucks in a deal done last night.
Waiver wire.
So, first and 10, uh-oh. We've got a buster, one loose up the middle, and it is Will Fetrell.
Tristan Hansen on the tackle.
First and 10 at the 33, and Fetrell rips one off all the way to the Buck 32. On first down, big run by Fetrell there. That was 17 plus about 18. What's that? 28, 33-yard run?
I think we're on running clock. They were running time with the guys getting the down marker set. So.
All right. So, yeah, they elected to go with the running clock the entire second half here. I formation, back to throw, and caught, breaking a tackle is Pouch, who catches the pass from Sam Renicky, and he gets down inside the 10-yard line to the 9. Wow, Sibley East going right up the field here, but they're up against the number 2s for Blue Earth area. And they have it first and goal now at the Buck 8-yard line. 7:23 left to go here in the third quarter. And I do believe you are correct. We are on running clock here for the second half. I formation. Renicky under center. Hands it to his tailback. Pouch breaks a tackle, and he'll go in for the touchdown. And Sibley East, quick drive for a touchdown there and an 8-yard run by Evan Pouch, the 6-foot, 155-pound senior. And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Check them out. They are available for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. And let's see what Sibley East is going to do here. Looks like they might be
going for two, I think.
Yep. 2-point conversion try coming here for the Wolverines. Offset eye behind Renicky. Now flags fly before the snap.
Offsides, Blue Earth.
Okay. So they'll jam them up half the distance. Volleyball tomorrow night. Blue Earth area on the road to Sibley East in a Section 2 AA play-in game as the postseason starting for volleyball. So here we go, half the distance. They'll try it in a little bit shorter. Hand off right side, trying to get out to the edge, and does on the carry by Pouch. 2-point conversion is good. 7:03 to go, third quarter. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, Blue Earth area leading Sibley East 61-22. Back in a moment.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Well, 8-yard run by Evan Pouch, and the Wolverines put up another score, 61-22, Bucks lead, and kicking off will be Riley Bussler. I'd like to see him do something out of this little bunch thing once instead of just spread out. Oh no, they faked me out again. Well, they pull back out into a normal formation on the kickoff now. And Bustler kicks it to the 20-yard line, fielded there by Caden Juba. And he's tackled at the 27. So Bucks go on offense.
McHugh on the stop for the Wolverines.
Let's see how many new faces will come in here for the Bucks. What do we got going here? Timmy Nagel, I see, coming in there. And I see Sully Dahlberg, Caden Juba. Is he going to be quarterback now?
Yeah,
I think he is.
Like,
so Caden Juba will take over at quarterback for Blue Earth area. 6:57 to go here in the third quarter. So new quarterback for the Bucks. Here's Caden Juba. He'll run straight ahead and is flung down for a short gain. Second down, about 7 for the Bucks now, up to the 29-yard line.
Pouch on the stop for the Wolverines.
They still got their ones in there, it looks like. Bucks mix. A lot of number twos. I see Salinas is still in there, though. Jose Salinas wide out. Here's a handoff to, is that Ray still in there?
So,
Braden,
yeah.
Ray. He goes to the 32-yard line. And third down coming up. Third and about 5 for Blue Earth area from their own 32.
Renicky and McHugh on the stop for Sibley East.
Juba trots in the play from the sideline. Well, we await the seedings coming out tomorrow to figure out what we got going on. In motion goes Nagel. And it'll be kept by Caden Juba. He'll run it forward, and he gets the first down across the 40-yard line. Juba on the carry. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal. At the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago.
Utendorfer on the stop for the Wolverines. That was a nice run. Ran hard.
Up to the 41-yard line. First and 10 Bucks there. In the shotgun. The handoff goes to Braden Ray, straight ahead. Another burst for a first down across the 50 down to the Wolverine 47. 48 is where they'll spot it. So another first down run there for the Bucks. North area just trying to plug away on the ground and get this clock run down here. But we are on running clock here. In this second half, down to 4:30 left to go, third quarter. Hand off Braden Ray again. Left side, and Ray, good yardage down inside the 40. Close to a first down, probably about a yard short to the 39.
Pouch on the stop for Sibley East.
He's made a bunch of tackles tonight.
Yes, he has.
He's a good player. He's plays a lot of spots, can catch it. Can run it out of the backfield. Good defender from his corner spot on, or his linebacker to, I think he plays corner and
corner,
linebacker,
yep,
depending on their set here, but so it is a second and one now for the Bucks. Ray on the carry again. Lots of room on the outside. First down and more inside the 30, 25-20.
Nice
and
run.
Finally pushed out of bounds over on the far side down near the 5-yard line. And a first and goal coming up for the Bucks.
Renicky, get him out of bounds. with help from others.
First and goal from the 4-yard line. Down to 3.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. First and goal Bucks at the Sibley East 4. Aiden Juba in the shotgun. Hands it off. Big hole and a touchdown. Timmy Nagel on the carry.
Nice run.
And Timmy goes in for a 4-yard touchdown run. The Bucks on the board again. And they now lead it 67-22. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. They are going to fix your car. That's what they're going to do at Jay's Shop. They've had so many ads tonight. I got to go collect more money. And they took a knee on the extra point. Snap to Caden Juba, and he just took a knee. So 67-22 is the score on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Bucks way up on Sibley East. 3:07 left in the third quarter. Back in a moment.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here in Blue Earth at Wilson Field. 3:07 to go in the third quarter. Timmy Nagel set to kick it off. Brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Check them out for your next event at stageonesound.com. Nagel to kick off. And I think the same two guys, Carson Schmidt and Riley Bussler, deep for the Wolverines. And here's the kick. Over to the far side. Schmidt hands it off to Riley Bussler again, and it works again. There he goes up the sideline. Nobody's going to catch him. This will be a touchdown return on the kickoff. How many times can we get burnt on that handoff thing there on the kick return, though? Holy cow. That's a... What was that, about a 70-yard kickoff return?
I would think so.
So another touchdown for Sibley East. There has been 95 points scored in this game. Let's go for 100.
Let's go for it.
67-28 now. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, Sibley East thinking about going for two here, it looks like. Running clock's not helping much if everybody scores touchdowns every 5 seconds here.
No.
Wild stuff going on here for sure. So here's the two-point conversion by Sibley East. High formation behind Renicki. And they give it to... That is... Number 28, Asa Betancourt on the carry. Takes it in for the two-point conversion. 2:54 left to go here, third quarter. Blue Earth area leading Sibley East 67-30 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back here at Wilson Field. 2:54 left to go here in the third quarter. And Sibley East going to kick it off. They've been doing this little bunch thing on their kickoffs, and then they spread out right before. They kind of run up to it and then fake and then go back to a wide spread. But Bob says they're going to do something funky on this one. Is it onside kick or something?
Onside kick.
Triple, double kick, reverse swing and miss. So here we go. There's the little bunch up again. Riley Bussler runs to the football. Oh, thought they were going to do something that time.
They're going to be in pretty good condition to do that all the time.
Yeah. So here we go. Kickoff. Juba fields it at the 20. Trying to get around the right side. Cuts up the middle and breaks a couple tackles, but brought down at the 32.
Bussler on the stop for Sibley East.
And so Blue Earth area will have it first and 10 on their own 32-yard line. A lot of new faces in there for the Bucks.
A lot of them. Traven Zerke is in there.
We have a new quarterback again now. No, do we? Let me see who's...
Oh, I don't see...
We don't even have a quarterback. Wait a minute. Who is going to be quarterback? Okay. He was inside the group there. It's 15. That's Traven Zerke. You mentioned him. So he's the new quarterback. Sophomore. 5'10", 140. So Traven Zerke in at quarterback.
Dahlberg is in there. Number 75, Carlos Rodriguez is in the ball game.
That was a handoff, by the way, for, or no, was it a 5-yard penalty?
Yep, 63, Jonathan Nelson. 67, Devin Reeves is in the ball game.
5-yard penalty on that last play. Handoff.
Nagle.
Timmy Nagle on the
go.
Carry. He got outside. 40, 45, 50, 40, 35, 30. And finally, they catch up with him, but not till he gets to the Sibley East 22.
Wow. Electricity running here.
This game's never going to end. It's going to be 79-64 before we're done.
7:10 tomorrow will be a long show here.
We might still be here then.
What? Travis is going to have to do it by himself. Uh-huh. Today in history.
Hand off. Straight ahead. First and 10 Bucks at the 22 of Sibley East. And not much on that run. Down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're still in the third quarter. Got a whole nother quarter to go here. Down to the 21. So the Bucks using all kinds of new faces here. Traven Zerke is the quarterback now for Blue Earth area. He's in the shotgun. Hands it off to Timmy Nagle. He's tackled for no gain there. Might have lost a yard or two.
Pouch on the stop.
Back to the, well, he lost about three. Third and 11 now for the Bucks. .103 left to go here in the third quarter. Zerke in the shotgun with Timmy Nagle back there with him. And Zerke will run it himself, right side, tackled for no gain. And that might be the end of the third quarter. I think they might be able to let this run out.
So we still have one more quarter left to finish it out here at Wilson Field here tonight. So it looks like they're all just standing there. Here comes Zerke, but I don't know if they'll get a playoff here. I'm not sure where
better,
that is.
It's going to be a delay of game.
Okay. I wondered where the play clock was here. And there's the snap. And trouble in the backfield there. Down goes Zerke, and I don't know why they stopped the clock. It's a change of possession, I suppose, yeah. With 0.7 seconds. So let's shuffle, switch ends here, and we'll run off the last less than a second here in the third quarter.
Parker Stauffer is in there. Number 25 is in the ball game. Ozuna. Jacob Gana.
Okay. Sibley East takes over on downs. First and 10 on their own 27. There'll be one play before the end of the third quarter. There's a handoff left side. Stuffed at the line. No gain. And that'll take care of the third quarter. That was number...
Ian Veland, 61.
Number 33, Colton Kranz on the carry for Sibley East. Third quarter's over on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Blue Earth area leading Sibley East 67-30. Back in a moment.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most. The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Blue Earth, Wilson Field, we head to the fourth quarter. Bucks lead 67-30. Yes, there's been that much offense today. Here's a long pass upfield. And
nice catch.
Flag on the play. The ball is caught. And that was Riley Bussler with the catch.
So we got Fletcher in the ball game. We got Brownhausen in the ball game. Nelson is in the ball game. 75, Rodriguez is in the ball game for Blue Earth.
15-yard pass interference penalty on the Bucks. First and 10 at Sibley East at the Blue Earth area 43 now. As we are into the fourth quarter. 67-30, Bucks lead. And the handoff goes to the tailback.
Dylan Preuss on the stop.
Let me see who's in there now. 28 on the carry. That's Asa Betancourt. On the carry to the Buck 39. Second and about seven there. Well, Blue Earth area is going to end the year with a win. They'll finish at 1-7 and wait to see what they have for the postseason tomorrow morning. Pass left side, incomplete. That one was intended for Ezra Weber. Incomplete. Third down and six to go now at the Buck 39.
Cole Becker into the ball game for Blue Earth area.
So, a third and six now, Sibley East. They still have their starting quarterback in the game. Handoff left side. Betancourt on the carry again. On the handoff from Renicki. Down to the Buck 34.
And we have a 21 in there that we don't have listed.
I've got a 21 here. Benjamin Thompson.
Okay.
5'10", 155-pound senior. He's not on that list, huh?
No.
Okay. So here we go. It is now a fourth and one for Sibley East.
The big guy's going to run the ball.
Betancourt. Oh, the keeper by the quarterback. Yeah. Renicki on the carry. That's a first down.
I thought 30 was going to run it. But.
Oh, okay. That's, who's that? Number 30 is Reese Nelson, who's in there now. That can't be right. Is there a, he's not big enough. That's a freshman or a sophomore. Is it number 30 that's back there?
That's what I thought it was. Maybe it was 80. Maybe is it Fentanyl?
Oh, Fetrol again?
Fetrol.
Well, anyway, first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. And it was enough for the first down. First and 10, Sibley East at the Buck 33. I think, is what you were looking at. That big up back they got in there now. Yep, that's Colton Kranz, 5'10", 165. He looks bigger than that, though.
He looks bigger than that.
And a good run right side goes down inside the Buck 25 to the 24. 9-yard run there by the tailback Betancourt. Second and one.
Caden Flowers into the ball game for Blue Earth area.
So here we go. Second and one for Sibley East. Just one running back in there now. Oop. And he turned to pitch it, but there was nobody there. Now he throws it up for grabs, and it's caught for a touchdown in the end zone. There were two receivers over there and a couple of defenders, and I didn't see who came down with it. Was it Wilmson, maybe, number one?
I think it was number one, yeah.
And that's a touchdown for Sibley East.
Well,
67-36. And they'll go for two again. 7:17 left to go in the game. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs, and they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs.
Got to be delay a game coming up here, Priest. It's been a long time in the huddle.
You better hurry up here. Going for two. And they're going to throw. Back to throw. Renicki to the corner. Incomplete. Two-point conversion. No good. On the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. 7:17 left to go in the game. 67-36. Blue Earth area leading Sibley East. We're back in a minute.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Here at Wilson Field, 7:17 to go in the game, and the Wolverines will kick off again. I have no idea what the purpose of this thing they do on the kickoff is, but here's the kick, fielded at the 25, and let's see, who was that on the return? Some new blood on the kickoff return there for the Bucks. 21, is it?
Ben Thompson, then, yeah, isn't it?
Benjamin Thompson. If that's right.
Yep.
To the 40-yard line. First and 10 Bucks there.
Trayvon Zirke still in at quarterback. Yep, number 18.